this hole, the next hole, almost triple.
Y'all thought you didn't ask me. I can't tell a lie, it was hell.
Nail is good.
I'm growing, that's the price you have to pay.
How about for you, Mama?
It was good. That's a better two-part meditation. I paid attention to what you said the last time. Mm-hmm. You should pay attention to that. More of the beneficial thing. Mm-hmm. But I also did a little contemplative, so I'm
good.
In and out of it.
Say no more. How about for you?
It was powerful.
I'm trying to let the spirits back into my life, and I've been hailed.
It's so funny you should say that, because I don't see anything but the spirit.
just one. That's the difference I hear between what you said spirits, and Susan said spirit.
Just one little ass.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Do you think there is only one?
Let's just start from the kindergarten now. No. We could. There is nothing that we can do that will complicate the truth. There is nothing you can do that can complicate who you are. And yet, because of its simplicity, I am never understood. Never. Rarely. Rarely. Ever. Tonight, you guys have to read between the lines. So, a child will know me.
Dogs too.
Mm-hmm. Puppies. Before they are being trained by people. So behavior. The child would know me, one that sees too many, I will be invisible. Disease, discord, disharmony are imagined only in the mind of a complex man. But I am simple, very simple. It's agonizing to be so in the clear and yet not be seen. It's like a ghost that says, I'm here, I'm here. No one can see it except the one that is as innocent as a child. The simpler that we live in our self, the simpler that we live in our thoughts, words, and deeds, the closer we are to understanding. If we could for a moment look at the candle and have no judgment of the color, the light, the size. Just look at the candle and have no opinion whatsoever.
Can I be thankful?
Thankful?
That I can see the light?
You can be thankful. Yes, after we're done doing what we're doing.
Okay.
Just look at the candle and have absolutely no opinion, no thought about it. This is a Buddha mind. This is an empty mind. This is the mind that was in a child, in a baby. We think that when we go into the nature, it's wonderful to admire nature. It's wonderful to admire the color change and the butterfly. But a Buddha mind, just to stay in the nature, without any opinion, without any praise or blame, without having to conjugate some sort of a conversation to make the mind go farther and farther. There's absolutely no gymnastic in self-realization. Some people associate self-realization with seeing colors and seeing the light and having fantastic sound and all sorts of sensations. Yes, they're beautiful, but they come and go. What I'm talking about is none of those. It just is in its own absolute and total purity. Can we be that? This is why we do the I am nobody, and I'm nothing, and I don't know anything. Because it's just plowed the soil for farther investigation. So far, any questions? Did I lose every one of you, or is there any? Yes.
If I looked at the fire and was thankful that I could see the fire, I see different than if I looked at the fire and I'm totally neutral.
So you what is right. The difference? Yeah.
So you were right.
Yes, because when it's nice to be grateful, but gratefulness is not what we're talking about at this time.
Mm-hmm.
At this time we're talking about the empty mind, which is the Buddha mind or Christ mind, one that has no preference, no opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just is. Now, in that isness, fortunately some of us have experienced the omnipresent.
Well, I don't know is when to use it.
When to use what?
The empty mind.
how to use it?
When to use the empty mind.
No, then it will use you.
It will use me. Uh-huh.
Yes, you have nothing to worry about that at that point. Now, any other questions so far? Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to say, what do you feel?
I was thinking that when you look at something with an empty mind, it gives you the possibility to learn every aspect of it, like absorbing everything from it.
Can I kiss you?
Ask Richard.
I don't need to ask Richard.
That's very well said.
Mm-hmm.
Do it afterwards.
Okay. We do it privately outside.
That was so
Richard
well
doesn't
said.
Come across.
I became part of it, as you
well,
said.
You don't come across.
Yes. Yes. And what else? I want to hear from you. That's what you wanted to say?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you are right. Yes. It becomes a field of possibility. Or no possibility at all. It is not already full. It is emptied.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else would like to volunteer, ask or share? Anybody? Share their understanding. Hans,
well, my mind pursues this statement that disease, discord, those things are just a state of the mind. They're not really reality, they don't exist. Even though I try to understand that when I have some pain here or there, how can one
okay.
go further?
Okay, I'm glad you asked, Hans. It is not about the pain on your knee, it's about the belief in your consciousness. And the belief of this core disease and this harmony that all of us are affected by does not go away overnight. How it goes away is by erasing this from our consciousness, meaning that we shift our belief. So far, we believe that the disease, discourse, and disharmony exist. Now we have a truth that says, well, try me. It wasn't made. So we begin to contemplate, like Mahmoud was saying, in the possibility of this being the truth. The more you do that, the more you erase the strength of that belief that everybody has. And to the extent that we are not persuaded by that this belief, to that extent you see the changes in your body. Not before that. So for me to say that disease, discourse, disharmony doesn't believe means nothing. It has to be such a rooted in my consciousness that I don't think otherwise. So whatever it is not in our consciousness cannot become our experience. Now I give you an example. Say you are addicted to Coca-Cola. You love to drink Coca-Cola. And daily you think of Coca-Cola more than any other thought because you like it so much, for example. And say one day the thought of Coca-Cola did not cross your consciousness. You will not have craving for Coca-Cola that day. It just won't be there. The image, the name is not there, the image is not there, therefore it's not created as a desire.